so I started in 2008. I became the technology director on a 226-day calendar in the 2011-2012 school year, and my salary was set at $62,500. And I went that about that direction. These don't always reflect that because sick days, you know, when you take time off and stuff like that, you get docked. So, but I basically stayed there until about 2014, 2015. I got a little bit of a raise. You can see I get about 66 something in there. I also had bus driver, so I made a little bit more money than that, but that was my salary for IT. And then you can see and then in 2020, I came to the board and asked for a raise because I hadn't technically had a raise for 7 or 8 years. And if that was approved, everything's fine. I, you know, got incremental raises from then on. Then I find this thing and I find out that, you know, it really changes the whole dynamic of what I'm paid, what my retirement's going to be, all that stuff. If I became technology director in 2011, 2012 for $62,000, that puts me at about step 13 to start with, which was 61.7. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. Okay, because I don't want to leave anybody behind. And so, you know, we would have gone along and I'd have made a little bit more money, a little bit less money based on that. I really didn't try to worry about what I was missing in pay until the 2019-2020 school year was when this salary schedule came into existence. I'm working on the assumption that it was approved by the board. I've seen minutes for 22 and I think 24 where salary schedules were approved, but I can't get back and look at board minutes for 2019. I don't have a copy of those and they're not online. So I don't know what happened that year. Apparently you guys don't approve salary schedules every year?
They approved the salaries, but not salary okay. schedules.
Well, the minutes didn't say anything about it, just those are the only 2 years that it said anything that I could see. So if I had been on the salary schedule, I would not have needed to come to the board and ask for a raise in 2020. In fact, this thing existed for a whole year, you know, and I was unaware of it. So that's why I came to you. I knew nothing about the salary schedule. And so I came to you and asked for a raise. And I would have actually had made more money on the salary schedule than I asked for you a raise for. Okay, so this is the difference that between what I was paid and what the salary schedule did. So a difference of 11, these are all in the plus. So I would have made 11,000 more that year, 10, 10, 10, 13, 10, and then 8. Those kind of fade off because I would have hit the max down here. And of course I was making a little bit more over here. So for that 7 year difference, it's a difference of $75,000 that I would have been paid, which that's a lot. I mean, it really is. It's a full year salary just about. And yet I was a bit irritated. I mean, you can imagine. The big difference is that it makes a difference in my retirement. I'm gonna scroll just a little bit here. So, these are my top 5 years. I don't know if you understand the way retirement works for teachers, but they take your top five salaries and they take the average, and then they divide that by the number of years you've taught by 2.3. And so my multiplier is 64.4% of that salary. So, starting July 1st, I'm going to be making $57,000 a year. Okay, and that comes out to about $4,800 a month. Okay, if I had been on this one with this, I would be my top average salary because I had bus driver and my multiplier for my longevity pay. Klondike gives a 10% raise for 3 years after you've been here 15 years. So instead of $7,500 that I got here, that would have been $8,800. So, you know, $1,300 or more. And so my top average would have been 101 instead of 88, which puts me at 65,000 instead of 57, and 54 instead of 47 per month. If I live another 20 years, which is entirely possible, my parents are in their 90s, my wife's parents are in their 90s, my grandmother was 99. So if I lived another 20 years, that's a difference of $167,000 that I would be making that I'm not going to make. So between that and the 75, you know, you're talking about $230,000. You know, that, and that's significant. Mm-hmm. So I guess what I'd like to know is there some way that we can make this right? I feel like that the information was not shared with me, that I just didn't know that this was available. You know, could have negotiated with that. You know, I worked on the assumption that, you know, everything was out in the open, that everybody knew salaries. And I guess you guys see those salaries. So, I mean, that you would have known. So, anyway, I'd like to figure out something to discuss with you, some way that we can make this right for me.
I'm trying to understand.
I know it's a lot of numbers, and I'm
yeah. Why did we start on 13? I guess is what I can't figure out.
Okay,
that's when the schedule
was
adopted.
I understand. So, let me move this back down. Sorry. Okay, so that's when I became full-time technology director. Okay, and they decided to pay me $62,000, and that equates to about step 13.
Okay.
So I didn't put myself on that salary schedule. I feel like the administration, business office, whoever came up with that number. I mean, I guess if I'd have started at zero, I'd have taken a $20,000 pay cut to be technology director and gone back to 42. Instead of, I mean, I was making 77 the year before I took this pay because I was working hourly during the summer. And that didn't sit well, and so that's why this came up. That's why I was put on the 226-day contract. Do I need to blow those up, or I know it's all kind of small.
No, that's just...
Does that make sense? Okay.
Thank you. Steve,
when it first started, I always got my information from the business office. From Teresa, because he would sign a letter of assignment and salary or something like that that I'd give to all, and that's where I'd get my numbers from, was from her.
That's what I was going to say. All I ever see is what the name
and what they're making,
what they're
but not the schedule.
I've never seen a schedule.
Neither
have I. I don't think we voted on the schedule. I mean, I don't know where it came from.
The paper that I gave you with the salary schedule, the one I was originally handed did not have my name and those salaries at the bottom. That I got later. So I was a little surprised at that, to see that as far back as 2020 some annotations have been made for this. So, I mean, I know this thing was in existence. People were using it at least by 2020. So,
but you said it was created in 19?
February 27th of 2019.
But you started in 11,
I started in 8, but I started full-time in
2011. I'm just saying, so this
11.
Didn't exist.
It didn't exist, and that's why I didn't put anything about what I should have been paid before 2019, 2020.
Well, some of that, too, was, and I can't remember exactly when, but you were still under a Chapter 21 contract, which is a teacher's contract,
till 2011.
Okay, well, I couldn't remember when.
That's when I took. That's when I started a 226-day contract.
And Mr. Leonard's come talk to me, and I know he's gotten frustrated with me. But I told him I didn't have an answer because I didn't know.
Cool.
who would know how to fix it? I want to make it right.
I want to be fair, but I don't know what to.
I don't know how you'd go about doing it.
I don't know.
That's what I'm struggling with, I think, is why wasn't he on this if that existed, or where did this come from? Was this board approved, or like, because nothing's matching, which, that's what you're saying, I get that, but.
Well, I think it was saying that this was created after he started in this position. Does that make sense?
Right.
But then it wasn't followed whenever it came into existence.
Probably because.
By the school or by?
He was already on a schedule that didn't fit this.
I did all the salary schedules and everything. And I mean, I wouldn't have done it without board approval. And I wouldn't have given them to Teresa without board approval. I do, you know, I do know we talked about, you know, because the cutoff used to be 20. Mm-hmm. We maxed that at 20, and we wanted to do something else, so that's when I came up with those other 5 years. And basically, I just took everything and added 3%. And
would that Teresa know, have any idea of the service?
I have no idea.
So tell me. Just explain to me like I'm dumb, because I might be, but he wasn't an IT guy prior to 2011.
Correct.
So do you get start in the middle of the pay schedule for being an IT guy if you've never done
that? Well, I mean,
like, I don't, I'm,
well, that's the thing. I mean, if somebody's going from one job to another, I mean, if he was on a teacher contract, he was falling under the teacher salary schedule.
Okay.
So,
well, you don't, I mean, want I'm just to make asking. Less.
Like for myself, whenever I was teaching, I was making a certain amount of money. When I went to the business office, you know, that was part. I don't want to make less than I'm making.
Right.
You know, so, I mean, we had to come to an agreement, which, I mean, it was a little bit more. I was still on my longevity at that time. The next year, I went off longevity, so it did go less. So, you know, had there been a business manager schedule and I started zero on that, that probably would have put me less. But then that considers, do you want to take that job or not?
Right.
So, you know.
62, I'm guessing, is where he was at in his teacher's pay.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right.
No. I was at 62 as the IT. I was making more than that as a teacher.
77,162. Oh.
Yeah. Oh. Because I was doing IT part-time, and in the summer I got paid by the hour.
That's why it was the 77.
Not a 10-month contract.
Okay.
I'm guessing what. We got just IT, went all around the area. Mr. McLaren got whatever one other schools were, and we kind of compared, because we didn't have an IT guy.
Right.
And so we had to start with something. That's why we ended up with the 62.5.
Well, if we approved it, like I say, we saw it one time and said, okay, it looks good, and then every time we ever saw salary again, it was
we salary. Didn't know if it matched up or
yeah
not.
we didn't go know. Back and match it back, you know. But it was inadvertent, I know that.
I mean, Randy, I don't think we did anything on purpose that
I'm not saying that at all.
So I have a question. You've had time to think about this, obviously.
Yes.
What in your mind, what is a fair and equitable solution?
That's what I've had a hard time going with.
Okay.
I feel like that when I talked to Mr. McLaren in 2020 about that I'd like a raise, because I haven't had one in a while, that it, if this thing had existed for a year, surely that should have been communicated to me. And then I would have been on this, and I've been making, you know, a whole lot more, $75,000 more over that 7 years. So to me, it seems like that a starting point would be the $75,000. And then that will make, I'm assuming that if that gets paid in, that would go into my salary for this year with TRS. And so that would up my retirement. It still doesn't match what I would make if I'd have been there. And so after the 75, I mean, I guess that's kind of for you to decide. you don't want to pay me $700 a month for the rest of my life. So, I mean, that's silly. You know, that's where I think is a good starting point. And then we, you know, talk about it after that. But, yeah, I mean, you guys are writing the checks and you're making those decisions, so we'll go with that.
Well, this is a new one on me, so.
Hadn't been here before.
Yeah. You ever seen a similar situation to this, Kenny?
No, most, I mean, I've dealt with my contracts and most of the time when someone gets hired on, there is a range that you're going to try to keep that person within of what your expectations were. But once they start that contract, then that's where it, you know, if a district offers a raise, they get the same raise. If a district doesn't give a raise, and there were some windows in here where I know Big Spring did not give raises through some of the COVID years and at that point in time. I mean, it. So I don't know anything about where the district was during those years. Was a salary not a raise not given across the board? Some of those things need to be, I mean, probably thought about as mm-hmm. as time. But.
Is it something we have to make a decision on tonight? We need to figure out how to do it. I think this is something, too, that we need to talk to our attorney about.
Probably so.
We need to figure it all out.
If.
Well, I don't know if 17 would, but.
If we were to make I'm just talking, but if we were to pay the 75, the difference of what we owed him, and put it all into his salary this year towards his retirement. And I'm not sure I'm reading these numbers right, so correct me if I'm wrong, but I added that to what you were paid the last 5 years, and actually your average would be higher than the average you have over there in the bottom left right.
It would take the place of the 25-26. Yeah. So you would have the 97 plus the 75, and then you would average them.
It would take the place of the 25. You'd add the 75 to the 97.
Yeah, you'd add the two together.
Right. And that averages to 103.
Okay.
And that's more than what you'd be.
97 and 75 should average to 160 or so. Would add up together.
Right.
So then you take that 160 instead of the 97 and average with these four.
Right.
So those five have. And
so 103.
So I may have made a mistake with the. I haven't figured that one out. I looked at it briefly. I think it adds about $400 a month to my paycheck instead of the 700 that, you know, would have gotten. So it doesn't quite meet that, but it does bump it. I can do the math real quick.
So I think we need to talk to David.
Yeah.
I'd like to see that.
Okay.
I mean, if you can do it real quick, just for my.
You're talking about taxpayers' money. You know, when we gave those bonuses, we had to talk to him about mm-hmm. all that. So I just think it'd be in our best interest.
You're making a mess.
I am.
So then it would make up for the difference.
It would make up quite a bit of difference, yes. This one, yes, that would make up a difference.
I think it, we do need to talk to the attorney before we do anything, but.
Would you, I mean, I don't want to jump to any conclusions here or do something.
Understand.
Off the scale that this is like new to me, okay?
It was real new to me too, yeah.
And so I understand your concern and the, and what's happened here. I mean, would you grant us time to talk to our attorney and can't give you an answer or a solution tonight, but we will come to some.
Okay.
Is there a time period that we have to have this done so that it does meet his math or get put on his 25-26 salary?
I don't know. I mean.
I think you have some months there that you can.
That would be the other question.
I know TRS will be asking for my salary soon because my paperwork with them says that I retired June 30th. And so I'm assuming there's a form that they send to the school or the service center, whoever's done it.
The service center does that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then they fill it out with the final salary and send it in, and then they fill all that out. And it usually takes a month or two. I'm assuming that, yes, by July, and if we needed to amend whatever that form was, that is possible. I don't know for sure. But I think it would probably work.
Those would be questions for the attorney, and if we need to move a little quicker on it.
I'm pretty sure you can. I'm pretty sure.
I would assume that you
I'd like to see if we could make something right or at least get close. But I don't know what that looks like.
Thank you, Mr. Leonard. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Thank you all. So, listen.
Yes, so give us some time to, and we'll get with you.
Probably. Okay. Yeah. All right. And I'm happy to answer questions. Because I've got a lot myself that I've been going over, so I'm happy to walk you through it if you'd like.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thanks.
Next on the agenda, there's no resignations. There's two hires that I would like to recommend. Which one do I have first over here?
Haley.
I'd like to recommend Haley Good as a offer her a probationary contract for the 26-27 school year as a certified classroom teacher. She's going to be teaching first grade for Ms. Hogg. She's got, well, I think y'all all know Haley, don't you? I mean, she's got two little girls that are Spitfires.
She's certified.
Yes.
Yeah, first grade.
I think she taught at Lubbock Cooper before she stayed home.
Yeah.
So I'd like to recommend her.
I'll make that motion.
I have those separated.
Yeah, I'll make that motion.
Kelly made the motion to hire Haley. Quentin seconded. All in favor?
Thank you.
No, opposed.
The next one is I visited with y'all briefly about hiring a new coach. Thomas Blocker, he comes from Erin County. His going to be an assistant coach. He, I'm trying to think of his wife's name.
Megan.
I can't think of it. Megan, yeah. Megan. We've hired her as the, she's going to help out in the daycare because we are going to have six kids out there. And we are going to have a little bitty one out there, too. And she is also an LVN.
That's good.
So okay. That'll be good to have out there, too. And also, when Ms. Brandt is gone, she'll be able to step up here and do the nursing stuff for while Ms. Brandt's gone. But they have three kids. One's 11, one's 9, and one's 2. So, but he'll be an assistant coach, and basically, when we hired
Evans,
Cliff,
we
absorbed that coaching position. So, I'd like to recommend Thomas Blocker.
Is he going to be teaching?
Going to teach?
Oh. I think they have him on
Why
the schedule for 5th, 6th, and 7th grade history, I believe.
Yeah. Is he certified?
He is certified, yes, not in history. Okay. He is certified. He is going to work on that, though. He is certified in science.
Ooh.
That's what he's certified in.
That's good.
Yeah.
if I remember correctly. You sure that's what it was? He was going to tackle the test is what he suggested.
Two separate ones. I did two.
He wanted to study up on it.
We've already, yeah, we've just done Haley, so we need another motion for Thomas.
I think his name is Thomas West, and I think he goes by West.
Justin made a motion to extend contract to Thomas.
I'll second.
Kyle second.
Justin made it.
Justin did, and Kyle second. All in favor?
Thank you, I appreciate it.
Are there any resignations?
No.
No resignations. And that's all I have. This is my last board meeting. I want to thank y'all for all your support and everything you've done for me. I just want you to hopefully keep me in your prayers because I gave you all those papers. I'm not going to be here next week. And I'll be here the week after that, though. And whenever you get back or whatever, just call me if I'm not here, and I'll be glad to come down and sit with you and go over some stuff because I know the suit that I took his place, he just up and left, and I just got felt like I got thrown to the lions. But I'll do whatever you need. I can. If you don't want my help, that's fine too.
I know. I appreciate it.
I don't want to be stepping on any feet or toes or anything. So just let me know, and if I get out of hand, just tell me shut up and go home. And I'll shut up and go home. So.
Did you bring a torch to pass?
Yeah, I did.
Baton.
But I do want to thank all of you. It's been, you know, it's been 23 years, but it doesn't seem that long. You know, I've always enjoyed coming to work here, and I'm going to miss y'all. But I'll see you. I'll see you when I come back for some games. So, or I'll listen.
You got an ounce.
No.
And we'll miss you too, and Penny.
Yes, well, I appreciate that.
But I hope y'all have a great retirement. Enjoy your grandkids.
It's going to be fun.
Go do something fun.
We already told him he needed to go on a cruise.
Yeah, I was going to say, go on a cruise.
Go cruising.
I don't know, man. They will come up with a norovirus or whatever.
Go to Alaska. It's too cold for it.
Yeah, well, Pam don't like cold, so. She was complaining the other day when it got cloudy and it's kind of raining. It's like 75 degrees. She's like, it's cold. I was like, no, it's nice. But I do appreciate y'all, really do. Good luck to you, sir.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
I think you'll do a great job.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Got a motion to adjourn.
End of an era.
Yep.
I'm sorry, I didn't have another coffee.
All in favor? We adjourn.
Beginning of a new
is adjourned.